Hey, grown-ups. Guess what? We have got a whole new podcast. Each week, I am going to read a chapter from the original story, Alice's Adventures in Wonderland, by Lewis Carroll, and share it exclusively with our Patreon members. Take a journey with Alice as she falls down the rabbit hole, sips tea with the Mad Hatter, and plays a game of croquet with the Queen of Hearts. To listen, head to patreon.com/girltales and join Team Alice or Above. That's patreon.com/girltales and join Team Alice or Above. See you in Wonderland. Hey, Tailblazers. I'm Rebecca Cunningham, and this is Girl Tales. Girl Tales is a kids' podcast of feminist stories for a new generation. Hey, Tailblazers, it is so good to be back here with you. I have missed you. The team has missed you so much while we've been away creating and recording all sorts of new stories for our third season. We've got our first fairy tale of the season for you, but I must give some shout outs to some very special Tailblazers before we start. Thank you to Ethan and Lucy, Rita in Boulder, Colorado, Maven, Maribel, Isabel, Francis, Honora Keegan, Marin Pine, Conrad and Eleanor, Belle, Evan in Chicago, and Veronica. Thank you so much for listening and supporting Girl Tales. Grown-ups, if you'd like to hear your child's name at the top of the next episode, head to patreon.com/girltales and donate today. Now, on to our story. This is The Legend of Yule, by Nina Key. Enjoy.
Long ago in Korea, in the old, old days, when tigers smoked long pipes, there was a very shy, quiet girl named Yule.
Hi, it's me, Yule.
Hello there, little one. Yule lived in a small hut near the ocean, next to a fishing village. Her mother had died in childbirth, so she lived with just her father, who had once been an admiral for the king. It was a very peaceful and lovely life.
I really like it.
Yes, I know you do.
You'd think there wouldn't be much to do here, but honestly, it's just the right amount. You and I like to swim and catch fish. And right, like he said, very peaceful and lovely.
The old admiral had been injured in the war.
It's my pesky old leg. Hurts when it rains and makes walking a little hard sometimes.
So, for his good service, the king let the old admiral live out the rest of his days near the village, far away from all the fighting.
You should really come visit sometime. The seafood is fantastic. So fresh it wriggles around when you pick it up with your chopsticks.
Excuse me. Are you telling this story, or am I?
Right, right. You are, of course.
Thank you. The old admiral knew all about how terrible war could be, and even though Yule and he lived far, far away from all the fighting, he was afraid that one day the war would come even to their remote and peaceful little village. So every morning, he practiced his martial arts drills with Yule, and he taught her everything he knew about sword fighting, just in case. And he taught her everything he knew about sword fighting, just in case.
Ahem. Now?
Yes, now.
Hoya!
Ha!
Aya!
Heya!
Hoya!
Ha!
Kya!
Ha!
Quit! Your forms are looking much better, daughter. One day you'll be an even better fighter than me.
Thank you, Appa.
Not that that's important, of course. I just want you to know how to defend yourself if you need to.
Do you really think the war will come all the way over here?
I certainly hope not. But there is nothing more terrible than war and people fighting one another. I hope you will never have to see it. I hope I never have to see it again.
I hope I won't either.
You know, Yule, it's just me. I know you feel shy sometimes, but you don't have to whisper when it's just you and me. Oh, him? He's just here to tell the story. He doesn't really matter. Yes, he's a bit fussy, you know, but there's no reason to be afraid of him. I think you could take him. Uh-oh. Look at that angry look on his face. I think he heard me say that. But I still think you could.
Just so you know, it's my job to tell stories, not fight little girls. But anyway, as I said before, Yule was a very shy girl. And besides her father, there weren't very many people she talked to at all.
Finally, class is over. School is so boring. I was dying in there. Hey, you. You're the old admiral's daughter, aren't you? I've seen your house. It's way out there, outside the village. Hey, why aren't you saying anything? Is it because you think you're too good to talk to me or something? Maybe that's why you live all the way out there. Because you think you're too good for the rest of the village. We have plenty of good things here too, you know. The market, the council building, the temple.
Leave her alone, Minhee. I don't think she can talk.
No, Taeyeon, I've heard her talking before.
You have? Where?
Well, not really talking. It was more like singing.
Agutamna!
I was gathering seashells, and I walked by one of those sea caves near the cliffs. I heard a pretty sound, so I stopped and looked. And it was her, Yule, singing to some bird.
Singing? Really? Well, if she can sing, surely she can talk.
Yes, talk to us, Yule.
Don't shake your head. Come on, prove it. Prove you don't think you're too good to talk to us.
If you're too afraid to talk, then sing. Sing like you did in the cave.
Sing! 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 Sing!
Oh, great. Look what you did.
What I did? You made Yule cry.
You started chanting, sing, sing, sing. And that's what made her upset.
You did too.
She seemed a little stuck up anyway. Probably thinks she's so great because her dad was an admiral for the king. So who cares? Come on, let's go see if Okja has anything to eat.
아이고, 조금 이상해.
Closer to the water. He really loves getting seafood straight from the ocean. I mean, I know you understand. It's nice out here. Peaceful and lovely.
Yes, I know you like being near the fish too. I just don't like talking to people I don't know. It makes me feel anxious. And sometimes I feel scared too. Why is it so much easier for everyone else?
Hey, that tickles! Stop nibbling my nose!
Thank you, Seagull.
You're a good friend.
Yur, are you here?
Hi, Appa. I'm here.
Oh, there you are. I was wondering where you were. I didn't see you come back home from school. I wanted to tell you that I went to the market today. You know the one next to the council building? And I found some anchovies that I think would be perfect for dinner.
Sounds great.
Doesn't it? You know how much I love fresh anchovies. So fresh, they wriggle around when you pick them up with your chopsticks. How was school?
Fine.
Good. Oh, help me sit down here, will you? It's this darn leg. There we go. Come stand it, Ayul. I love this old sea cave, but it's hard to move around in here with this silk cane. Let me get a good look at your face. Let's see if it's changed this morning when I saw it last. You do look a little older already.
I do?
Yes, you're growing up fast. You're starting to look just like your mother.
What was she like?
Oh, she was very brave and kind. She loved animals, and she loved to sing, like you do.
What else?
Let's see. She was honest, very honest. She always told me exactly what was on her mind, even if I didn't like it. But I always liked that about her.
So, not much like me, then.
Ah, Yule, my daughter. You know you're my favorite daughter, right?
I'm your only daughter.
But still, if there were a million Yules in front of me, you would be my favorite one.
And you would be my favorite father.
Well, of course. It's not everyone who gets an admiral for a father now, is it? Especially one as dashing and handsome as yours.
No.
No. Not everyone is as lucky. And listen to me, Yule. No one is as lucky as me, either. I feel blessed every day to have you as my daughter. I feel lucky to be able to have this life and to share it with you. You don't have to worry about trying to be like anyone else. Not even your mother.
Not even her?
No, my daughter. Your mother is, and will always be, a part of you. But the very best parts of you are uniquely your own. I'm incredibly proud of the person you are, and the woman that you are becoming. I would hate to see you try to be anyone else. Even if the other people tell you you should be different. You see? She agrees with me.
Actually, she says that you should share some of the anchovies you bought.
Ah, that little rascal. Well, I did buy extra. I suppose it wouldn't hurt to share. Was that a thank you?
No. She wants more.
Oh, gosh. They really love each other, don't they? No, of course I don't mean Yule and you. I mean Yule and her father. I wonder how my father is doing. What? He is too always happy to hear from me. How dare you say that? Don't you lift your tail feathers at me. I don't have to listen to any of this, you know. I'm the narrator of the story. You pooped on my shoe! Oh, I need to get back to the story, but we'll talk about this later. No one respects the story. Well, let's get back to it. The next day, Yule and her father were woken up by a messenger from the king's court at their door.
Admiral Chair! Admiral Chair!
A message for me. Goodness, what time is it? The first rooster hasn't even crowed yet.
Admiral Chair, it is an urgent message from the king!
The king? What is the news?
Sir, the enemy has broken through our defenses on the eastern front. The king regrets calling you back to the war, especially when you have already given so much, but in this time of great need.
Yes. Yes, of course.
All able-bodied men from the village will also be called on to help bolster our defenses.
I see. There is no need for the king to regret anything. Of course I will come as soon as I am able.
We'll see you at the palace, sir.
Appa?
Yes, my daughter.
What does all of this mean? You're leaving?
Yes, I'm afraid so, daughter.
But the king said you already fought in the war. He said you could live the rest of your life here.
I know, my love. But he would not call me back if it was not desperately needed. And calling all the men from the village, too. This is not a good sign. I will have to leave at once.
Appa!
Yule! This is not what I would have wanted. But you must be strong.
Strong?
Yes. I will have to leave for a little while to help the king. You must take care of yourself for a little while. Can you do that?
But I... Yes, I can.
And so, with a heavy heart, Yule helped her dear father pack all of his things to leave for the palace to once again fight for the king. And several miles away, all the women in the village, grandmothers, mothers, sisters, and daughters, helped their beloved family members do the same.
Remember what I told you, Yule. Out of all the Yules in the world, you are my favorite. Don't let any of the village children give you a hard time, and ask your teacher for help if you need it.
I will. And I won't forget.
I leave our home and our village in your very capable hands.
Okay, Appa.
Help me up there, will you? This old leg.
Of course.
Sarangay, Yurwa.
Sarange, Appa.
Take care of yourself. And don't forget to practice your forms and drills every morning, like we always do. Just because I'm not here doesn't mean you should stop practicing.
I will.
I will see you soon, daughter. Hya!
Goodbye, father.
Though Yule was sick with worry, she did what she was told. She went to school, as she always did, and took care of her father's and her hanok. She practiced her forms every morning. At night, she lay awake, hoping her father would return home soon. When she missed her father too much for words, she comforted herself by singing. Until a few days later...
Now, where are those oysters? Appa said there were some particularly tasty ones over there. Not now, Seagull. I can't play. I'm looking for oysters for dinner, and I'm trying to remember where Appa said to look. Now, if I manage to find some, we can both share. What? What do you mean, a big hanok on top of the water? There's no such thing, silly. Hanoks are on land, not on water.
all right. Fine. If it means so much to you, I'll go take a look. Over here? On the other side of these rocks? Those aren't whales. Those are warships.
Bam! Had no idea that was coming, right? What a twist, am I right? Just when you think Yule and the old Admiral's village is safe because all the men have left to fight, there's even more danger! Am I right? Jeez, what a story. So Yule rushed to the village to warn all the villagers. I don't care if you like the way the story is going or not. I'm not talking to you. You pooped on my shoe. Hey! You come back with that. Hey! Give me my other shoe back! No, you bird.
Whoa there! Hey, you! Watch where you're going!
I'm sorry.
Jeez.
You're standing right in front of my stall. How am I supposed to get any customers if you're blocking the view? Either buy something or leave.
Whoa there. Are you okay? Are you lost?
No, I...
Well, speak up, girl. I can barely hear you. What is it? Do you need help?
I... There are soldiers.
What's that? Did you say boulders?
No. Soldiers. Near the water, there's a ship.
A ship? But that's impossible. Everyone knows the enemy is attacking on the eastern front, near the palace. There aren't any soldiers here.
But there are. I saw them with my own eyes.
Hello, Uncle.
Minky, out to get groceries from your mother, I see.
Yes, Uncle. And this is my friend Taeyeon.
Hello, sir.
Hello there, Taeyeon.
Look, Minhee, it's Yule. What are you doing here?
Yeah, I thought you were too good to come to the village and talk to any of us.
You two know this girl?
She's a little...
I see. It's all right, little girl. There's no need to be afraid. All the men have gone to fight. They will protect us.
But...
Go home. Your father will be back soon. Don't worry yourself.
So Yule returned home without having been able to tell anyone about the ship and the soldiers. When she got back, she went straight to the sea cave where the ship had landed. She watched as enemy soldiers moved in.
It's small, but it'll do.
Oh, it's so rocky here, and dark, and damp. Can't we just stay on the ship?
No, you fool. We're taking over the village first thing in the morning. And besides, we'll have to start unloading all our things sometime. Better now than later.
What about that little place we saw? Not far from here.
I went by it earlier. No one was home, but it looked like someone was staying there.
We could just take it. No problem.
Not our Hanu.
Huh? What was that?
Probably just some dumb animal. Could you be any more of a fool? We can't take anything now. I mean, what if whoever is staying there saw us and went to tell the villagers we were here? No, we have to wait until morning to take them by surprise.
Right.
Be patient. It's just one night in the cave. You can handle it.
You're right. But first thing in the morning, those villagers won't know what hit them.
Yes. What a brilliant ruse to send a fake messenger. With all their men gone, dealing with the supposed break in the Eastern Front, we'll be able to attack the village and take over like that.
And then we'll take over the next village,
and the next.
Oh, I still can't wait to get out of this cave. It gives me the heebie-jeebies.
It's just a cave.
Well, I found some footprints over there.
Footprints?
Yes, small ones. Like a girl's. But what would a girl be doing in here? Wouldn't they be, like, picking flowers and playing with dolls?
That is strange.
You don't think...
What?
You don't think it's haunted, do you?
Haunted?
You hear stories about these old villages.
Huh, you fool! This cave isn't haunted. Don't be ridiculous. You know, I've had it about up to here with you. I said to your sister that I was gonna be nice to you, and here you are making a fool of yourself. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Oh! Oh, I was running so fast I didn't see you there, Seagull. Yes, you're right. I should have known it was you. You're a good friend to make sure I was all right. But, Seagull, what do we do? You heard those soldiers. Calling all the men away to fight was just a dirty trick to get them to leave the village. I tried to go to the village and tell everyone what I saw, but no one listened to me. It's too far away and much too dark for me to warn everyone now. I get lost on the way there, and then I wouldn't be able to warn anyone at all. Maybe if I could have spoken up this afternoon. Thank you, dear friend. Of course, you're right. Change is not something that happens so quickly. But what do we do? The other animals? What do you mean? You'll talk to them? Are you sure they'll want to help? Yes, that's true. This is their home, too. And I know you have lots of friends in lots of different places. All right. We'll do it. We'll ask the mice, the horses, and the bears for help.
So that night, Yule and her friend, the seagull, talked to their animal friends and asked for their help. And in the morning, the soldiers woke to find...
What's for breakfast?
There should be some rice and vegetables over there.
I don't see anything.
Don't be a fool. All the food is right over there. Look harder.
I really don't see it.
Oh, you fool! Fine, I'll help you look. Oh, it's all gone! But I could have sworn I put it right here. Where did all of our food go?
Hey!
What's going on? Hey! What's going on here? Sir, all of our horses are gone.
Gone?
Yes, sir. It looks like something... chewed through all the ropes that were holding the horses here.
Chewed through?
Yes! The teeth marks look like... mice? Sir, how will we ride to the village to attack without the horses? It will take quite a long time for us to march there without them.
Sir, I hate to tell you this, but...
What now?
All of the weapons are gone. Vanished, without a trace. All we found were footprints. Several of them, and big ones, like bears.
Huh. You expect me to believe a family of bears came and stole all our weapons?
No, of course not. But didn't I say I thought this cave was haunted?
While the soldiers tried to puzzle out what had happened to all of their food, horses, and weapons during the night, Yule ran at first light, as fast as she could, to the village. Come on, Yule. You've got this. You can do it.
I can do this. I can do this.
Yes, you can.
The enemy is here. The enemy is here.
Huh? What's that?
The enemy is here. The enemy is here. The enemy is here. The enemy is here.
What's that girl is saying?
The enemy is here. The enemy is here.
Hey there, girl. Yule, is it? I remember you from yesterday.
Yes?
I told you there's nothing to worry about.
I know you said that, but...
It's very early in the morning, and there's no need to disrupt the peace and quiet of this morning with so much noise.
I... It's true. The enemy is here. There's a big ship near the rocks that I saw when I was looking for oysters. And last night, I saw soldiers move into the sea cave near my hanok.
Perhaps you were seeing things, or mistaken.
No, sir. I heard them talking. They said that calling the villagers away was a trick to come and take over our village. They'll be here soon. They said they would come in the morning, but I slowed them down.
Slowed them down, you say? How?
Well, I took away their food. And their horses. And their weapons. See? Here's one of their swords.
What a brave girl.
I can tell you where the rest of their weapons are, too. We'll need them to hold off until the rest of our people get back here. I've already sent a message with a friend.
What an act of imagination this young girl has. But really, there's no way there are soldiers in our midst. We know that the fighting is happening on the eastern front.
But what about this sword?
Well, her father was an admiral for the king, was he not? Perhaps he still had some of his navy things.
With an enemy soldier's insignia on its handle? I have no idea what that means. Uncle, I know what I said yesterday, but I think I was wrong. I think you should listen to her.
Very well. If there is an enemy outside our village, perhaps we should all go inside our homes and shut the doors. Perhaps they will pass over us, if they see we mean no harm.
That's a terrible idea.
What do you think, Ewell? Your father was an admiral for the king, right? Do you have any ideas on what we should do?
I think we should take what we need and barricade ourselves in the council building. It's the biggest and the easiest to defend until the rest of the villagers get my message and return.
The council building? But...
She's right. She makes good sense.
That's our best chance at staying safe.
Well, all right then. I'm on a sick year. I guess I'd better go home and pack all my things.
Thank you, Ewell. Thank you for speaking up and helping the village.
Of course. I don't live in it, but it's my village, too.
Of course. I'm sorry I doubted that. And I'm sorry that I said all those things to you. I should go pack my things, but I'll see you later then?
Yes. See you later, Minhee.
Isn't that just darling? Female friendships are the best. And Yule, so brave, so knowledgeable. I knew she could do it. So all the villagers collected their things and brought themselves to the council building. Together, they set up a barricade and prepared for the next day when the enemy soldiers would come to their little village.
I'm scared, Amma.
I know, my love, I know. But your father will return soon. We just have to stay safe until then.
But what if the soldiers break through the doors? What will we do then?
We'll just have to do the best that we can.
But what if our best isn't good enough? What if...
Excuse me.
Yes? Oh, you're... Ewell, right? The old admiral's daughter.
Yes, I am. I'm sorry to interrupt. I just wanted to say... I think you're very brave for being here. Both of you.
Thank you. You too.
You know, there's something special that I do when I'm scared or sad, and it helps me every time.
Really? What do you do?
I sing.
thing? But that's not very special. It doesn't really do anything, does it?
It helps me express whatever I'm feeling, even when it's hard to. It helps to get it out.
Okay.
Do you know this song?
Sweetheart, I never knew you were such a great singer. You'll have to show your father when he gets here. Thank you for your kindness, Yuol. Your father must be very proud of you. Come, let's go to bed. You can sing some more in the morning.
Oh, but Amma, I don't want to go to bed now.
Yes, I know.
I want to sing some more.
I know, but it's late, and I told you when your father gets home, you'll get to show him all of your music. Wouldn't you like that?
Seagull, you're back! Of course, I knew you'd be back. You're very clever and resourceful. Did my father get my message? The rest of the villagers and he can return by tomorrow? That's great! We'll just have to hold them off for a little while until they get back. Thank you so much for taking the message to them, my friend. You heard me singing with the rest of the villagers? Yes, I suppose I did. Who knew I'd be able to sing so loudly in front of other people?
Stop nibbling! It tickles!
Thank you, Seagull. I'm very grateful for our friendship. And I'm proud of me, too.
And so, the villagers passed an uneasy night, gathered together in the council building. And in the morning, Yuol did what she had promised her father she would do. Practiced her martial arts forms and sword fighting.
Ha! 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 Ha!
Wow, Yuol. What is that you're doing?
Oh, just some martial arts forms. My father taught them to me.
That's so cool. The only thing my father taught me is how to eat a hot dog.
You should see the way my father talks about fresh seafood. I could, teach you the forms. If you want.
Really? That would be great.
Yeah! Okay, so you see, you stand like this. And then you move your arms like this. And... ha!
Okay. Ha! 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 Ha!
Yeah! That's it! That was really good!
Hey, that's that bird I saw you singing to that one time.
Yes, she's my friend. We met about a year ago when she hurt her wing. I took care of her until she got better, and then she's been with me ever since.
Wow! There are so many wonderful things I never knew about you, Yuol.
She says she would be happy to be your friend, too.
That sounds great.
Just watch out for when she... Seagull!
keeps nibbling my nose.
She's very fond of doing that.
Meanwhile, the enemy soldiers were finally back on track with their plan to attack the village.
We lost a whole day yesterday with all those strange things that happened in the morning.
Took us forever to find those horses. And we still have no idea what happened to all our weapons. Or our food.
At least we still had some more on the ship.
I'm telling you, sir, there's something very odd about this place.
Now, no more of that. I don't want to hear any more about how...
This village is haunted. Look, up there. There's the village.
Where is everyone?
This place gives me the...
Heebie-jeebies. Yes, I know. Just go and see why the streets are empty. Well?
It's strange. Everything looks normal, and there are no signs of anything happening. But everyone is gone.
Gone?
I even saw a pot with food, but no fire, and not a soul around to eat it.
That's very unusual. We'll keep going and figure out what's happening.
Do we have to?
Go!
Look, sir. The council building.
Good. Let's check in there. There must be people around somewhere here. What in the world? Mice! Disgusting!
It's fish guts!
Where is it coming from?
Up there!
The villagers must all be in there. There's no way that...
Seagulls! Hundreds of them!
Find cover!
Move out of my way!
Hey! What?
Ha! See? The villagers are in there! They're the ones who threw the fish guts at us! This village isn't haunted!
What about all the animals?
It's not a haunting if there are animals involved, you fool. It's just some mice and a large number of seagulls attracted by the smell of fish. Nothing unusual about it. They're just dumb animals. We can fend them off. It's not like they're...
Bears?
Missed you too, Yule.
When you left here, I did what you said and took care of our hanok and did martial arts forms every morning, and then there were enemy soldiers at our sea cave, and I had to rally the villagers, and we all came together in the council building and held off the soldiers until all of you came back.
It's true, sir. Yulo slowed the soldiers down and then ran here to warn all the villagers.
She bought us enough time to pack our things and get to safety.
Yulo led us. She came up with a strategy to hold them off until the rest of you could get here.
She inspired us when things were scary and hard.
My goodness, Yul. It sounds as though a lot has happened since I was gone.
Yes, Appa.
Well, here. Let me look at you. Let me see your face. Ah, I see.
What?
Seems like you've grown all the way up while I was gone.
Grown all the way up?
Oh, yes. You're quite the young woman now. Kind, brave, and resourceful. A true leader.
Thank you, Appa.
Let's cheer for Yul, who helped save the village from being taken over by the enemy soldiers.
Long live Yul!
Hurrah! Hurrah! Hurrah!
Yul!
Hurrah!
Hurrah! Hurrah!
And so, shy, quiet Yul turned out to be not so shy and quiet after all. And in doing so, she helped her fellow villagers and brought peace and happiness back to the little fishing village. From that day forward, Minhee, Taeyeon, and Yul were the best of friends. The old admiral was finally able to put down his sword for good and went back to his favorite pastime, eating fresh seafood. In fact, he even started his own seafood restaurant so he could share his joy with others.
One more plate of anchovies for my child and me, please.
Coming right up!
And though there were still some days when Yul felt shy or didn't want to talk too much, the villagers always remembered her bravery and never misunderstood her being quiet for snobbery ever again. Oh, they grow up so fast. Yes, I know the animals help too. I told that part already. Well, I hate to do it, but that's the end of my story, folks. You heard it here. The legend of Yul. And don't forget, just like Yul, you too can be a leader and make a difference. You, and the things you do, matter in all ways, big and small. Finally something we agree on, You know what, Seagull? Why don't we let old bygones be bygones? Surely if Yul can speak up and save a whole village, we can make things right between us. And honestly, that wasn't my favorite pair of shoes anyway. Fine, I'll start. I'm sorry if I've said or done anything to hurt your feelings. And you're right, the story couldn't be told without you or the rest of the animals. That's nice. Thank you. Well, shall we take it out with a song?
That was The Legend of Yul by Nina Key, starring Kate Marley, Jennifer Sun Bell, Fred Chong Rutherford, and Jenny Ko. Produced by Chad Schnei, scored by Megan Bagala, and executive produced by me, Rebecca Cunningham. Theme music by Eli Denby Wood and Amy Geisbers Van White.
Yo, yo, yo! Looking for a new story podcast for your kids to listen to? Check out Stoop Kids Stories. Original stories written and narrated by me, Melly. Each episode follows the lives of 7 young kids as they go on adventures and face different obstacles dealing with their friends, family, and their community. It's a great opportunity to spark conversations with your young ones and entertaining for the entire family. Find Stoop Kids Stories wherever you listen to your favorite podcast and follow along on social media at Stoop Kids Stories. See you on the stoop.
Grown-ups, you can follow Girl Tales on Instagram and Facebook, or join the Girl Tales Grown-Ups Facebook group. You can also sign up for my monthly newsletter. I'll leave all of the links for you in our show notes. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, I believe in you.
Be an a princess. Ain't about the dresses. Strong in the night, you gotta remember, yeah, you gotta remember, being a princess, ain't about the dresses, being a princess, is bigger than a crown, being a princess, is doing your best, it takes kindness, it's honest. Kindness.